Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jimmy, you really sound like you're in the holiday spirit, let me tell you.
Are you wearing a Santa hat?
It's early for me.
It's early for him.
I'm driving to work right now.
Oh, that's a picture. A little back.
That's nice.
Right there. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a picture.
Yeah, it hurt.
You are wearing the same sweatshirt you were wearing that day in the picture.
That's right. It's on the cycle.
What are the odds? My wife starts saying, ooh, truffles. And before she says anything, I say, we don't eat truffles. We don't eat truffles. I've seen the show where they shave it off and it's like $500 out of the blue for nothing.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So we haven't discussed Christmas parties, and then you guys informed me that the podcast Village Operation is having a Christmas party. What about the TMOS Christmas party? What's happening to that this year?
We banned it because of Rob last year.
Yeah, I believe the phrase suicidal gesture came up.
Yes. I'm sorry?
Nobody told me that.
No. You
canceled. I didn't know it was banned.
You canceled it.
No, I never canceled it. No, we laughed about Rob falling, but I never canceled a party.
No, Mike, you said something along the lines of, we shouldn't have these parties and you guys can't.
I didn't. The bottom line is I didn't cancel it.
Okay, you didn't cancel it. You're right. You didn't cancel it. You didn't cancel it. There was nothing scheduled.
Yeah, nothing was discussed.
Correct.
Nothing was discussed.
Yes.
So I'm almost totally healed, so it would be time for another one.
Well, no, I mean, it's just, you know, I guess the Village is having a party.
It's a potluck dinner.
Yes.
Okay.
We can have a party anytime we want, but
happy for all of you.
You didn't come to last year's Christmas party.
What are you talking about? I was here on the show. The party was on the show.
Yeah.
Jimmy came in and we did a show and our listeners, more important than me, Oscar Santana, is our listeners were part of it last year. And they're going to be very upset that you canceled
week. There's all next week.
Yeah, but nobody discussed it yet. So I mean, I'm just curious.
I think.
Were there any plans, or are we doing this on the fly?
Well, no.
Or was the, you know, I'm just. I mean, you're dressed like you're ready for a Christmas party, and I'm just curious because I knew nothing of this until I asked you moments ago why you're in your little festive costume.
Finery. He's in his finery.
And Rob informed me that he and Maddie had to go somewhere. Were you going somewhere to get costumes or something?
No, not costumes. We're going to Costco following the show today to pick up my offering for the party.
What is your offering for the party?
A big shrimp tray.
Oh, very good. Where do you put yourself?
It's completely catered, Mike, by our own people.
Mike, no expense
was
spared.
It's corporate America at its best.
No expense
was spared. Wonderful. That's wonderful. Who's coming? Clients or just people that work in the building?
I think it's eight people.
The villagers.
Eight people?
It's the only people that work here.
Charlie going to be there?
He's going to be there, yes.
All right.
So, and three of our team members
I don't know anything. You're being very clammy. It's almost.
I'm not clammy. What's that? Three of our team members aren't coming.
That's right. Jose won't be there.
Yeah, why are three?
He went to New York. The other one went to Puerto Rico. And then the third one had like another engagement. This is literally an afternoon like potluck dinner.
Okay. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, but it's not a party. And as I told everybody, and I think Brittany.
Then I said, what about the TMOS party? And you said, I canceled it. Which
no,
was a lie.
I thought.
A Donald Trump style lie.
No, I thought we couldn't have
fake news.
Those parties anymore.
Complete fake news.
I thought we decided off air or on air to not have those parties anymore.
No, when was I even, that was not even a discussion that was ever had. Not by me. I come on, I do the show. I said, we've got this going on. I never say that. Now, you may have said that we will not because of Rob's injury.
Yes.
Rob's injury, by the way, which was fabulous fodder for the show.
Yes.
Yeah,
and but totally this year, the only way we get up the ante is if somebody lost a finger. That would be an even better holiday
pony
party.
Are you up for it?
I got all of them, so I can lose one.
Sure.
It's not for us or the listeners or anybody. Jimmy Cerrito doesn't have anything to do, this time of year.
at 9 o'clock in the morning. No. You know, it's spectacular.
He has the slot wide open.
I will contact Jimmy. We will talk about
next
it.
Week. What is the last broadcast we are doing?
We're doing the an evening broadcast on the 24th, aren't we? Like a midnight mass.
Yeah,
midnight. Christmas but Eve. the last regular one. 24th. You're coming in on the 24th.
The last regular one.
And you're working half of Christmas Day.
I expect you all the earlier the next day, Bob Cratchit.
Just like CVS.
Right.
Closes at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm.
What is
Christmas Eve.
Things.
What?
CVS closes at 3 p.m. on Christmas.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if we can, Mike, we can talk about this offline because there's a schedule we do have for next week that includes a full slate of shows for the week.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, we're going to be here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was wondering on one of those days, you know, just to... Because I have found this season, it's like blasting up on us like no tomorrow. It's like bingo. All of a sudden, it's Christmas time. I haven't even done any Christmas show. I'm not even aware of Christmas that much. It's craziness. It's craziness.
You haven't bought any gifts, not even for your coworkers?
No, I'm not going to buy. We don't do Christmas.
I know.
Gifts
that was a joke.
You canceled Christmas. That's what you canceled.
What do you mean I canceled Christmas?
Right. You didn't want to do presents anymore. You said we're not doing presents anymore.
That might have been my decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we still observe.
And by the way, with my record in the NFL this year, we're definitely canceling Christmas.
And canceling the NFL. But we're only celebrating.
I'm just creating ways I'm going to wingle out of that one. I just, you
know.
No Christmas. Password is company money.
There is no observance.
No. We got to honor our bets.
Christmas,
Oscar,
Christmas gifts, none. And only milestone birthdays. I think one's divisible by five.
Pay this guy $100 out of my own pockets.
Yeah,
well, devastating.
You might. I mean, you guys got a horse race going. By the
neck
way,
and neck.
We can do that today, but we got a lot of stuff going. I got the mailbag. We've got a lot of stuff to talk to Oscar about with his review of the restaurant and Rob Ford.
And we won't have Nikki Diamond until tomorrow.
I had a whole new policy about Oscar's tardiness that I was implementing today. I've been ready to go since 5 of 9. But then when I heard incoming, when I read incoming in a picture of his Christmas shirt, that's usually he does those little dog and pony shows
jacket.
When he's going to be really late, you know, when he's really. When
it's exactly like a magician.
After 5 after.
Like a magician snapping above his head. It's just misdirection.
So what I did was I said, all right, I'll roll, I'll roll in and just hang out and try to do some stuff on my computer. And we'll go about 9:15. And then when that happened, I had the wrong shirt on for my camera shot. And so we started later again.
There's a show before
whole,
the show.
And then this whole Christmas thing came about where, you know, I'm feeling, even though I know it's maybe a little get together, I'm feeling a little left out. I don't think I've got any. I literally don't think I have any. Oh, yeah, I do.
Wasn't there a thing at the clubhouse?
I do
for
have
the,
yeah.
No, or, no, we don't. I don't go there anymore. We don't go there anymore.
Oh, I thought there was. I thought you went last year for some reason.
At least
reason.
You have an option.
Well, we got invited to a party Friday night.
OK.
Which was not a real Christmas party, though. And then we got a thing Sunday afternoon. So I don't want to be misrepresenting my world down here. I have
and
a couple
don't you
of
have
things,
to
but
get
by
to,
and large.
Don't you have to get to Bass Pro Shops for pictures with Santa?
No, we're going this weekend. We have a babysitter for the little man, and we are going overnight to Tampa, where I will be hanging out with my buddy Fried and perhaps
watching the great
members
eight.
Of your Washington.
Yeah.
See, that's
I'm not
great.
Talking about the game. I'm talking
oh,
about...
No.
Socialization,
afterwards.
Yeah.
That's what we talked about with Carla.
Yeah.
Right? Yesterday.
I'm excited about that. So we'll see what
but
happens.
Will
and as Oscar and I discussed yesterday, I will give her to Ovi if he wishes.
I know the Tampa trip
wishes,
is...
Mike.
I have to use gestures for the... I will give her sexually to Alex Ovechkin, and I will take the baby and make it my own.
Like raise the changeling as your
own. Don't all those athletes like if they
oh they have
they
like
have,
super babies
yes
if they copulate they have
with
a baby
an athletic
right?
individual
it can
which is
happen
your wife.
Within 5 feet it just
I've
happens
heard
sometimes.
That athletes the professional athletes father children even if they don't have the actual full on thing they actually can have it in the different incarnation
it's dominant DNA Mike.
All she has
dominant
to do is
DNA
if she puts on one game worn jersey.
Well, right. she'll wear it in the morning as she's making breakfast.
And then it's done.
Yeah,
it's a done deal. Yeah. But Capitals aside, will my godson get his photo taken with Santa Claus this year?
You know, we drove by the other day. We drove by the Bass Pro Shops the other day, and I was thinking about that. And the other day, when I was dropping him off, maybe it was this morning, I said, you and I have to go out because I have to get Mommy a present. And he immediately said, Dad, is Santa not real? like he's thinking about it.
Oh, no.
At 6 years old, he is thinking about it because I said, no, husbands and wives get presents in addition to what Santa
from the Bass Pro Shop.
Make sure.
I handled it like without a beat. I didn't miss a beat. And
make sure you make that last as long as possible. There is still a rift between my mom and my aunt because my aunt told me before my mom was ready for me to know. And
not only did she ruin Christmas, it lasted all the way to your 18th birthday. That same year.
And then there was also my aunt who said, you know, your parents conceived you out of wedlock.
Would you like to share with us how old you were, Rob?
I think I was in kindergarten.
Okay. All right.
I think.
5 or 6.
But
that's
still.
Not bad.
No, I mean.
You sure you weren't like in third grade?
I was a freshman at VCU.
See, that's what we're looking for.
I was
for.
At the dining hall. <Thank you. laughs>
Yeah. And, he's upset. There's a little conflict today, so he's on edge.
Why, why are you upset?
No, there's no conflict. I'm actually concerned because I will say. You need to prolong the Santa experience as long as you can. One of the greatest things I have is yearly pictures of my kids on Santa's lap. Aww. And then when it stopped, last year, by far, my favorite gift, Julia, without me knowing it, drove Robert to the mall, and they got their picture taken with Santa and gave it to me. And I welled up with tears.
You know what my Christmas
so cool.
miracle is?
That's sweet.
What?
Everybody going to a party without me.
Aww.
Mike, that's no miracle.
I can see how you could feel left out. I could see that. That's not fair to you. Someone should have told you we were having a potluck and at least invited you.
Yeah. I know Maddie sent out a large invitation.
Yeah. Maddie, why don't you get one out to Mike O'Mara last
Right away.
Week? I'll do it right now.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
No, that's not necessary because let me check my schedule. What time is it this afternoon?
I think it starts at 3 or 4 o'clock.
About right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, if it's at 3 or 4 o'clock. Yeah, I might be able to stop by.
Oh,
but
oh great.
I'm not sure.
There you go.
I'm not sure.
Couple hour flight?
Yeah. And then get back in time. For my kids' pageant, Christmas pageant, which is tonight.
Oh. Well, you couldn't take the auto train then because it's not a fast enough turnaround.
No, but I mean, it is obvious to me, it's clear to me that with this outfit that he's wearing today, and you're going out to Costco to get shrimp, that the focus of holiday joy is all on Charlie Burney and not Mike O'Mara. That I am no longer connected to this enterprise because you're all celebrating the holidays without me. And the TMOS, you canceled it. You know, it's like, no, I thought we were going to have we usually plan a big little thing.
I honestly thought we canceled it because of the exposure and they gave our
unsavory,
little enterprise.
Unsavory things that happened in previous years.
What was unsavory about the show? The show was hysterically funny, I thought.
The show was hysterical. This man almost died.
Yeah. Cheated death.
Almost
he
died.
He fell in the bathroom and he banged his head and he was perfectly okay. It's not like an ambulance was called or anything like that.
No, we decided against it.
To the listening audience. And I have not discussed the schedule. And for some reason, the schedule for next week is some kind of state secret that I'm not aware of. But I didn't know either. What are you guys planning to stack 15 in a row or something?
No. We discussed this as a team maybe 3 months ago, how we wanted to stack them.
Yeah, all right. You know what? I don't remember that discussion either. I remember that we were doing. I heard a date.
Yes.
I heard a date.
What date did you hear?
The 18th of December.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the discussion we were talking about.
Julia's birthday.
Yeah.
7 days from today.
Yes.
Right?
So there is, we will have 5 days.
I didn't hear anything about
we'll have 5 days of shows.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But
where do you line up on this, Rob? You're the one that's being talked about for ruining Christmas for the TMOS.
I feel bad. I feel bad about it. And I do think that.
Was it just completely decided that we would never do it again because of you not being able to control yourself?
I actually got a text from Eric Zoolander that said, will there be a Christmas party this year? And I believe my reply was, I don't believe there will be a TMOS Christmas party because of my suicidal gesture last year. And he replied,
the equivalent. That is the equivalent. What did he reply?
He wrote, near suicidal gesture. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I agree. But more than that, I'm saying to myself, you know, This was highly entertaining. This was kind of our swan song and our little farewell to the audience.
And last year we had a fantastic time and we set it up within I think a couple days. So that's not a problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like the show? Do you remember whether I liked the show?
You were
or not?
in a pissy mood because you weren't here. You tried to fight through it.
I recall it started good.
It started great, and then
did I drink here? Did
you
I drink?
Yeah, you started drinking here? There with Carla.
You and had then, a drink that actually had foliage in it.
You
I remember.
Turned about.
Oh, I had an Aperol spritz.
That's what it was. You,
I had multiple Aperol spritzes.
You turned about 40 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
And really?
Yes. And then remember, I was warning Rob.
Oh, because Rob was losing control
of
the show.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You, all right. We.
But
I
we did have
we
a board.
Should.
We did have a. It was a bad confluence of situations where we had a board meltdown.
Get Cerrito on
while
the line
I was
right
drunk.
Now. Get
Jimmy Call Cerrito. Jimmy Cerrito.
You have his number, Matt? Okay. Thank you, Pony.
It's
I mean.
Wednesday. So okay. All right.
He's a noted caterer, local bar owner, bartender, Hall of Fame, Mike.
Yes. Yes, he is. Yeah.
he is. You are.
But, you know, I think that it's entertaining.
Yes.
I feel like I'm selling it. I feel like
you're not selling it.
You two are going to your little shrimp eat this afternoon.
No, it's not
and
that.
Then, and then TMOS be damned.
No, it's not that. Deep down, I feel conflicted and sad and sorry that my behavior made this year's a questionable issue at all.
This is,
it's still embarrassing.
It never did with me.
Mike, but you weren't there.
Thank you.
I know I wasn't there when you were picking him up off the ground, bleeding.
Not just picking him
up. Jimmy?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning. Jimmy, how are you?
Hold on. Wait,
hold on. You're breaking up. Are you there? I can't hear you.
Hello? 1, 2, 3.
All right. Hello? Are you there? There you are. Now I can hear. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, everybody. Hi, TMOS Nation. Good morning, everyone.
Are you drunk driving right now? What's going on?
No. I am driving, but I'm, focused.
Hey,
sounds like it.
Jimmy, we're talking about our Christmas shindig. Did you have a good time last year?
I had a better time than Rob.
You see, seems to be a lingering theme here. Yeah,
everybody remembers Rob.
We were concerned for your life.
I know. And look, I'm here. So, a year later, I made it.
Jimmy, so I come in today, and Oscar's got his Christmas suit on. And I said, why the Christmas suit? He said, well, we're having a party at Podcast Village. By the way, a party I knew nothing about. Nobody even had the courtesy to even mention
ditto.
It.
Sorry, Jimmy.
And ditto. And you did, because if there's a party, I let you know right away. And and it came up that I said, well, what about the TMOS party? And then Oscar lied like a dog and said that I canceled it, and I did nothing of the kind. In fact, I was looking forward to Rob getting an even more serious injury this year.
Broken leg.
Yeah, I know what to get him for Christmas this year.
So, Jimmy, but I mean, Band-Aids. It's usually we're planning
Band-Aids.
These things. All right, here we go. And this, I want an honest answer from both of you on this. Not you, Jimmy. You don't have to answer. From either one of you guys. Last year when we had our little thing, how far out did we plan it? And answer honestly.
3 days.
How far? That's not true.
No, I think.
You didn't even think about it.
3 days.
I think actually
there's
Oscar.
There's no way we could have gotten all that done.
No, I think Oscar is undersold. I think it was 1 week. I do think it was 1 week. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It was a week?
Yeah.
All right.
Jimmy, when did we get when we give you the call? We're like, hey, man, I know there's a short notice. Can you come in?
I think it was about 2 hours.
It was short
Band-Aid.
Notice. It was short notice.
That's right.
That's for
so,
sure.
Oscar, I need you to help me here because I don't know what the schedule is for next week.
Tell
me what you want.
Jimmy,
and be honest with me.
Are you available
for
a call after the show so I can give you the date when we can actually tape this for everybody?
Absolutely. Still no date set?
No, there is a date. I just can't talk about it on air.
You know what? I'm as confused as everybody else.
I talk about it on the air, not off the air, not on the air.
I was planning. I mean, I was looking at my calendar. And
what days work for you, Mike?
The usual days. The days that I don't want to do things late. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I don't do things late. So
can you
I mean,
do anything
do,
Sunday
I,
evening? Right after, minutes.
What about?
Oh wow, the 18th is Wednesday, so this is really literally a week.
Yeah.
Wow. What about
What are you? What are you doing Wednesday?
Times a fleeting.
No. Wednesday's terrible.
Why is Wednesday terrible?
Because Wednesday's my day. Today when
you
I
just had Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are the good days.
Okay. All right.
Let's do Tuesday then.
Tuesday the 17th.
Tuesday work
what's
for you,
Jimmy. What's Tuesday the 17th look like for you?
Oh, that's the day after the staff party.
No, that's tough for him.
Yeah.
He sounds like it's hungover. What about Wednesday, Mike? Why don't you blow off Wednesday?
Not
and then
Wednesday. unless we can knock it out in the regular amount of the time, the show time.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
If I'm out of here by 10:30 in the morning.
Yes,
then,
of course,
you know,
of course, of course, of course.
Jimmy, what? But it's you. What about you?
What about you, Bob?
Let's do it. Wednesday's good.
Wednesday's good.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's exactly
Wednesday.
It's exactly a 1 year from
today.
Last
year. Are you
party.
DJing? Rob, this year?
I'll be DJing at Jimmy's party.
Oh, that's
yeah.
so sweet of you. Mm-hmm.
Every year.
Very kind.
Oh, so you'll be there Monday night?
Yeah.
Jimmy, did you invite Mike?
Always. You guys are invited to everything.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sure. Yeah. I'm down here. I get that. I understand I'm down here.
You moved away from us.
I understand
us.
How that.
You moved from
I know.
Us.
Yeah, and you've never gotten over it. I understand that. But that's okay. Everything's fine. Everything's
Jimmy,
fine.
You really sound like you're in the holiday spirit, let me tell you.
Are you wearing a Santa hat?
It's early for me.
It's early for him.
I'm driving to work right now.
Jimmy, where's your staff party going to be?
We're always at the Moose Lodge. There's a special handshake to get in.
Just like to hear you say it. That's all.
You know, Mike,
like,
the best thing about Jimmy, the Moose Lodge, it's a non-smoking facility that still right. smells like a smoking facility.
It's very exciting. Jimmy, you're a trooper. Go to work, and thank you. Go to work or court or wherever you're going right now.
Court?
All right.
No, I'm not going to court.
See you later.
What? Bye, everybody. What? Thank you. Wednesday, bye. I'm in.
All right. Thank see you Jimmy. Monday, James.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ay, ay, ay. Yeesh.
Right. Mike, a week beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wednesday
I feel like
Wednesday.
I really had to pull teeth, you know?
No.
I feel like it's not the same joyous season
well,
that it's been previously.
If, in fairness to Rob, he's so self-aware of how terrible he was last year.
And, you know, right, there's
now,
other layers
to fall,
it. Because
outside of the fall. What did you do anything like let me just explain.
Yeah.
Your terrible is a fall where you hurt yourself.
Right.
My terrible is like being brought up before review boards and having to go on apology tours.
Mm. Okay.
Which I'd take your terrible way over my terrible. And by
there
the
were
way,
apologies
thank you,
Carla. Made when you have to miss your daughter's birthday dinner because you're passed out in bed.
Oh.
And then there's also
that's bad. I wouldn't do that.
The explanation through the entire holiday of why it looks like you have a quarter-sized scab on your face,
right.
and the kind it was so big that it could not be covered with one Band-Aid. So it
right.
really did look like I had had my nose adjusted.
You know, because I think you're younger, you're replacing me in the no off switch category.
Yeah,
where you have trouble. Turning the off switch on.
Yeah, and
you know what I mean?
And what's
or turning
great,
the switch off.
What's really great is as I close in on the age of 50, nearly 49 now, I'm the younger guy.
So the party today then, since we're on the subject.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Oscar, have you had a discussion about Rob, even at that kind of potluck? Obviously, food is a big part of it, but
yes.
you know, there will be alcoholic beverages. Right?
Not provided by Podcast Village.
But there will be alcohol
yeah,
at this party.
And with the waiver signed, yes.
I don't intend to drink.
I had a private conversation with Rob.
That's what I was wondering.
And I said, Rob, as Brittany says, one of our team members, you didn't keep it cute last year.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, as
this
an adult,
great opening to the show, by the way.
Let's try to keep it cute.
Keep it cute.
And then
keep
I said,
cute is one of my greatest traits.
And then he said, Oscar, I plan not to drink because of last year.
Yep. And that's the case because I've often said when I deal with interns or coworkers, I'm very, very okay the first time you make a mistake. Do not repeat the mistake. A mistake
yeah,
can be a learning mistake.
And if we're going to be clear here, it wasn't just the pools of blood in the bathroom where it looked like somebody was murdered.
Right, the psycho session.
It was.
Was it really that bloody, Rob? Was it was, nasty?
Mike, nothing bleeds like a nose injury. It's
it,
just
it,
like
Mike,
fountains.
It looked like somebody was murdered, and Adrian and I were on the floor with towels cleaning up the blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then.
And that's after I did my best to clean it up.
And
of course, I was not at my
you
best.
You know how Rob likes holding court when he drinks?
Right.
There was a moment before the incident where he's holding court and he's forgetting that it is, I would say, the year 2018. And
yes.
he's making jokes and gestures about certain things that I was like, we got to give him the hook soon.
Yep.
It's becoming.
By the way, I can do an impression of that if you'd like.
Please. Yeah, please.
To hear that. So it goes something like that. And then, of course, the blacks took over everything.
I never said that.
So she walks in and she's, of course, leading with her.
No,
I said, hey, Missy, not on my watch. Okay.
As I explained,
and I told her, what do you want to go?
Well, you know, if you're going to feel that way, why don't you go work for the Obama administration?
that side of me came out?
No, he didn't go political. It was a lot of, and you know, the old theater, there used to be white guys that dressed up in black makeup, and you know, and then, can I get a refill on this?
Yeah, it was one of the situations where when you drink that fast and that kind of amount, you're on a plane that is zooming towards the ground. You're not crashed yet, but you know what's about to happen.
Well,
that's when you realize.
The problem was after, because yes. When we're on the show.
On the air,
we kind of like to do it that
yes,
way.
Yes.
It makes for fun, okay?
Right.
But off the, but I'm very disappointed to hear that I turned. I turned because he got a little, because
he was
losing his place.
And
like he was on the second live show.
Yes.
Where he's kind of lost his place because he was hungover. And, you were going. But now, was it true that you were going for the crown like big time Saturday night at the show? You needed it. You needed it to stay.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It was Friday that killed him. Friday night killed him.
But then he was like trying to recapture.
Yeah, remember we were hiding his drink.
I do remember you hiding the drink. That was fun.
Multiple times.
That's because you were kind of like. Anyway, but this year, you know, do you have transportation to get home after Wednesday?
There'll be
Wednesday,
no need
Wednesday.
Because once again, it's my daughter's birthday. I cannot repeat this error.
It's the same date?
Yes, the 18th, December 18th.
But if you had.
Here's the deal. I will have enough drinks.
You are not a friend, sir. You are not a friend.
To benefit my performance, but not enough to prevent me from getting home. I don't want to have the safety net of a designated driver because that's when you make the mistake.
Okay. All right. Then we'll have.
I'm a responsible
I'll
man nearing
Carla
50.
To come in here. And by the way, are we at 1.6? Are we at 1.6?
No, we're
right
at 25 and a half.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is wrong with
the holiday
clock?
Spirit took over you, Mike.
Is your clock metric?
You also told your friend, you got a drink, man. It doesn't matter if you forgot your daughter's birthday or disappointed your wife or family or friends or colleagues.
What's the question?
He said he shouldn't get a designated driver because that's a mistake.
Yes, it's a mistake.
No.
This is crazy.
You just don't drive home.
You don't understand. If I don't have a designated driver, I won't get to the point where I need a designated driver.
Well, it's tough.
I don't know.
It's tough. There's like this fine line. It's almost like, have you ever seen, the Chuck Yeager story, the movie?
The Right Stuff?
The Right Stuff,
have
yeah.
you ever seen it?
I have. Okay. I just don't remember names very well.
The
sorry
titles.
About I should know that. The Right Stuff. There's like a brink when they first hit Mach 1.
Sure.
Where the airplane, the experimental jet is shaking, right? And Chuck is like, Mr. Yeager is literally about.
Oh, call him Chuck.
Chuck
That's
is,
good.
Chuck Moody's about to figure out if he can
Yeager.
Actually break through the sound barrier.
Right.
Mach 1.
Yeah.
If you can just stay at that time when you're holding that together.
Yes.
Because once you break through and we get that sonic boom from you,
right.
All bets are off.
The sonic boom is me falling in the bathroom.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if I have 1817,
right.
When I started the show without touching it or anything else like that, are you telling me it might be on a different type of time?
No, I was actually joking.
He was just joking with you.
Because we're absolutely now at 27 minutes.
Yes.
That we've been on.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I started the clock right when the show started and my mind
are
says
using
18.
An app
I'm
or a physical clock?
I'm using an app.
And is it the stopwatch for old people?
Yes.
Okay. Might need an
it's
update.
That.
Might need an update.
That.
You have to update the stopwatch.
No, that's a different app. That's the built-in app to the. That's not the one I'm talking about.
Oh you know what?
Yes. You can hit the spacebar and pause it. Spacebar and pause it. When
no,
he moves
I bet
around.
I bet he hit the lap. And I bet there's another
I
time.
I did. It says lap. It
oh,
says
yeah, yeah.
Lap.
So, you're running in circles, literally.
Yeah, so you have, I bet if you go back to your first lap, it's like 7 or 8 minutes.
That's a pretty good mile.
I'm totally lost.
Like, have you ever had a 7-minute mile? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost at a half an hour. We have to start the show. Start the goddamn show. God damn it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Christmas with Burr, Briar Butterfield. I had my Christmas tree specially imported from Mexico. Oh, a present. For me, I shouldn't have.
Oh.
To Brian from Brian. I bought myself this present with my eyes closed, so I genuinely don't know what it is. Oh, a pregnancy testing kit.
Every year, I follow a recipe which has been handed down from Butterfield to Butterfield for over one generation. Grandma Butterfield's Christmas pizza. The whole of Christmas in one convenient dish. Turkey-flavored chicken. Belgian sprouts. Mince pies. Mini mince pies. Baby pork cylinders. Chocolate currency. Nutty nut-nuts. Non-calendar dates. Indigestion tablets. Varicose vein cheese. Orange fish flesh. Cloud nose fruit. Hibernian eggs, bread and ham deltoids, bonsai brandy bottle, and Christmas bonbonbon. Christmas.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live.
Yes, we are.
Oscar sent me your picture.
He sent everybody the picture.
Live from the Podcast Village studio. I'm going to turn the phone over. In our nation's capital, where the big shindig's going on today, the Mike O'Mara Show.
We are at 30 TMO's now, Mike. We're at 30 right now.
To our friend, and I'm starting it right there.
Okay.
Is on now a worldwide podcast. I'm sorry. I don't know why that has made me lose it. That has made me lose it.
Oh, I do.
From New Brunswick, New Jersey to Miami, Florida, Elk Grove, California, Coos Bay, Oregon, Bedford, New York, Kong, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Just the look on your face. It's not even the cut. It's the... sad.
Sad, right?
Today,
sad.
Our show brought to you by FabFitFun. Carla loves FabFitFun. I said, besides that shower speaker, what do you love so much? She says, the stuff that makes me glow.
Yes.
And that's all she gave me. Sound the trumpets, ladies and gentlemen. Let me sound the trumpets.
Well, as an esthetician, she knows those products and loves those products because they're great.
Values them.
Yes, she does. Here we go. Sound the trumpets. I said sound the trumpets.
Jeez. There we go.
Thank you. The Winter Box from FabFitFun, the 2019 FabFitFun Winter Box, on sale now. It's the perfect way to treat yourself or others while you get ready for the holidays. And by the way, their Winter Box, because it's a holiday box too, it's really kind of emphasizing what they offer. It's nice. A great box of stuff. FabFitFun takes the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. You give somebody a FabFitFun box for the holidays, they're going to love you forever. Because my wife goes nuts. This is like a really big deal when it arrives. Why is it a big deal? Because it's got great stuff in it. It's customized to your interest, and it's delivered to your door. And the boxes sell out fast, so sign up for yours today. Carla flips out when it comes to the door. It's like Christmas four times a year. Don't tell, but I'm going to steal that Bluetooth speaker.
Yes, you deserve it. Speaker. Yeah. You deserve it, Mike.
I'm going to put it on my golf cart and shower there.
Nice.
I love FabFitFun. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. You will know that when you get FabFitFun because you'll see the stuff they have in there. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up. I don't know why anybody hasn't done this before.
Do it.
Because it's that good. Start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. You cannot beat it. Remember, go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. And before we do anything else, I want to get your letters on. It is not about us. It's not about Rob. It's not about Oscar.
Can you let everybody know what picture I sent you just because you said a picture?
I'll show it
just to confirm. I'll show them. Right. No one's ever seen this.
Yeah, this is
Rob,
great.
Are you okay with this? Are
sure,
you
why not?
If we can
prevent a really tight close-up, better. Thank you.
A little back, a little back.
That's nice.
Right there. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a picture.
Yeah, it hurt.
You are wearing the same sweatshirt you were wearing that day in the picture.
That's right. It's on the cycle.
What are the odds?
Probably about 1 in 5.
I don't want you to ruin. You're jolly during the holidays. I think you ought to get a driver and have a goddamn great time and go out and party your ass off. And you can have as many drinks as you want. If you don't miss the birthday party and just, you know, you don't want to overindulge.
No. Right? Right.
But you know,
I'm
for
good
this
at
thing,
drinking. I can do this.
All right. That's go right. ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Enjoy yourself. Oh, I've been there. You know how many apology tours I've done because of alcohol?
How many
I've done a bunch
daughters'
of them.
Birthdays have you missed?
Because
of
missed,
because of your alcoholism.
I have not missed any of them, but okay. I mean, but you know, but I also have done horrible things under the influence of
terrible
alcohol.
Terrible things.
Not criminal, but not anything I'm proud of. And I've hurt people I love, and yes. I've said things I regretted, and you know, and then I've gone over the top for people I didn't like.
Oh, wait,
where,
no, I got
where
this.
It made me look you're, worse, and I don't like that, and Mike, I still guard against.
You're,
it. It's
you're
terrible.
Right. You're right. What about asking your daughter to move her birthday?
What about asking you to go to hell?
Oh. All right, let's open
you know
up the
what?
Mailbag.
How
what?
Is he giving me crap about my sweatshirt where he's wearing that jackass coat when he doesn't even need
I
to?
Understand.
This is not a Christmas party.
Please give my best to everybody today. Tell Charlie and company down there at the Village
thank
that
you,
I love those guys. And thank you for letting me be a very small part of it. I really, really appreciate that. Let's open up the mailbag. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hello, sports fans. Mike's new NFL strategy is the worst and dumbest thing ever. Thank you. If Rob is picking at a higher rate than Mike, does it make sense to pick opposite of everything Rob does? No. This is the worst strategy possible. He will fall further behind faster. Let's say Rob averages 10-6. By going opposite of Rob, Mike is guaranteed he will have a losing record.
Guaranteed.
This weekend is going to be a debacle. Jim Moore of Olney wrote it last week, and Jim, I'm here to tell you you're right. Absolutely right. I will not be employing that strategy this week. I will be preparing diligently.
Much
but I'm
research?
Still not going to win. I don't know. Jim from Olney. Great town.
You're not
Hello,
out of it.
Hello, TMOS
it,
groovy guys and groovy gal. I've been listening to your rants about The Irishman on Netflix, and I have yet to take the plunge. But I was wondering if anyone has watched Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime, and if so, what do you think? Well, let me get to the end of the letter, then I'll give you my opinion. I do watch it. I give it a 5 out of 10. It was much hyped, but I just can't buy John Krasinski as Ryan. As a huge Tom Clancy fan and mega fan of The Hunt for Red October, I feel that the series falls flat. Please discuss. Yours in Christ, Mark Kaplan of San Francisco. Mark, I dove into Jack Ryan this year, and completely a different season. It's like, beer. So I haven't revisited it because it was so all over the place and not making a lot of sense, and I got to suspend too much disbelief. So the season that I watched was last year, the inaugural season?
The first season, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I love that season. That was just so good. And I find John Krasinski very credible. Because he's all bulked up as a tough guy.
Do you think it would work this season if after he said a line, if he looked in the camera like he used to do on The Office?
Like he did with that
this
lady.
This is when the Sandinistas come and find us.
You know what? I will. I've not shut the door on Jack Ryan, but the way I judge stuff is if I don't go back to it right away, I float away from it.
Yeah, it's definitely it rear view mirror stuff.
I have some insight. If you would like some, backstage insight. I like the season, but I also like it because it's based in Latin America. There's a lot where I'm like,
And season one was based in your neighborhood.
So you're absolutely
connected.
There is a gentleman who works for 60 Minutes that we ran into here at Podcast Village. And as he was
Scott Pelley,
as he was setting up and getting ready for his, the work, somebody mentioned this last season of 60 Minutes. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and he said they cheaped out the season out of the blue. And I said, "What do you mean cheaped out?" Like I just happened to ask, and he said,
"It's interesting."
I have friends that work on that show, and if you look at the way that show is shot, even with the cinematography, it is completely different than the first show. And you can tell why and how it was shot. Now, location, they made look grand and large and epic.
Wow.
But the way it's shot was not as well as the first season. And maybe that's what you're getting as well.
It had to be because I couldn't put my finger on what it is. Now I got to go back and look at it and see what's going on.
Because the first season
it
did
have
look
the same
like,
sizzle.
It looked like a motion picture. It looked like a big-time motion picture. Yeah.
Wow, they cheaped out. And, you know, it makes me wonder
I can't confirm that. That's someone's opinion, but, you know.
It makes me wonder whether some of these behemoths are a little overextended. So we've got something in news today about that. So it'll be interesting to discuss. Hi, fellas and Maddie. There's been a lot of talk about general grumpiness and negativity going on lately. With that in mind, I'd like to tell you a little story. I bought tickets for both live shows in Las Vegas as soon as they came up for sale. That said, there's so much that can happen between sale and show. Long story longer, my younger brother, 48, who was in kind of a bad shape medically, took a turn quickly, and I ended up spending a week with him in Wisconsin in an amazing hospice facility. Oh, that's sad. He was almost totally non-responsive, and within a matter of 6 days, he died. Wow. On Halloween night, I went home in a blur. Vegas had been booked, air, hotel, dinner, tics. Ultimately, I decided to go. One of my first encounters was with Jim Amato, who gave me a huge hug and asked how I was doing. It was the first time we met in person, and yet he knew, and he cared, and he wasn't the only one. 3 days turned into a blur that had me smiling and forgetting all the S that I'd been dealing with. Last year, I was battling cancer. This year, a death. Both years, the live show and the fans and you guys breathed life back into me. So, when I hear the Debbie Downers whine and complain, I just think back to the days I had you in my ears and the time I had everyone's arms and energy enveloping me. And I pity those complainers. I just needed all of you to know how important you are. You gave me new, amazing friends that love me for no other reason than I'm me. Thanks for the funny and love to you all. Shelley Whaley from Spokane. And wow, wow, wow. Way to go, Jim Amato. Good job.
That's great letter.
Amazing. Boy, oh boy, that keeps you going. Thank you. And sorry for your loss as well. Moving along to our next letter. Hi, TMOS guys. I want to wish my guy Robert a happy 53rd birthday. Robert, you're one in a million, a sweetheart, a hero, and badass dad. I'm so glad you came into my life and taught me how to love again. And the best part is, Alex Papp approves and likes him.
Damn! Oh, damn!
Merry Christmas. Woo! And Happy New Year. Love to you all. Iowana, Iowanina, Iowana.
That's exactly right.
Iowana, Ionescu. Did I do it right?
I think it's Iona.
I think what you said was like the Peruvian cleanser. And,
no, if it was Iona, it would be I-O-N-A.
Ayahuasca.
Iowana. It's I-O-A-N-A.
Okay.
Fi-fo-fum.
I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Yes. Yes.
Well, how would you pronounce I-O-A-N-A?
I-O-A-N-A. Iana.
Wouldn't it be
Iana?
Iana?
Iana.
Mike, can you call us back on Skype, Iana. Please?
Yeah, wow.
Iana mañana.
That's right. Tomorrow never knows.
No. Iana mañana.
Isn't she Alex Papp's mom?
Exactly.
Oh, it's Alex. Oh, the hot mom?
Yes.
You say exactly, but you didn't volunteer that.
The hot mom.
But I thought it was sort of implied when he said it was a great dad and Alex Papp approved.
So do you know the correct pronunciation of her
name? I don't know. I think I have heard it as Iona.
I can call Alex and ask him if you'd like.
Please do.
All right.
Iona. Yeah, we'll find out. I'd love to know that. She's got a very interesting Facebook page.
Yes.
That I've looked at. Very attractive. She's a beautiful woman.
Very much so.
Hello, gentlemen and Maddie. I just thought I would drop a quick line to let you folks know how your show has enriched my holiday season. I recently bought my 4-year-old twin daughters a calendar that counts down the days until Christmas. One morning, after we had changed the calendar to properly reflect the remaining number of days, I said, you know, there's a song about this. I then proceeded to sing the Christmas shopping song, and they liked it. One of my daughters asked if there was a way to hear the song set to music. Rob's playing it right now. You playing the real one now?
Yeah, it's 14 days. 14 days.
14 days.
Hi there. Only 14 days left for Christmas shopping. Time's a fleeting.
No one really says time's a fleeting.
Anyway, there is. Anyway, I proceeded to sing the Christmas shopping song. They liked it, but one of my daughters asked if there's a way to hear the song set to music. There is, I replied, and rewound the previous day's show to play the song for them. I should mention that while I was setting up the clip for them, they ran in the playroom to grab their toy instruments. So when I finally played the song, it was accompanied by a toy flute and maracas.
Nice.
It's like a Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah, except probably entertaining.
Thanks for helping me provide this moment for my family. Best holiday wishes, Amanda Kudaswavy. And she's from Bridgeport, which is close to my hometown. Thank you, Amanda. We appreciate that.
Did you ever party in Bridgeport?
A party in Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to it this afternoon.
No, I'm saying, did you ever party in Bridgeport like when you were growing up?
Not really.
Okay.
No. Between kind of like me and New Haven.
All right.
But wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's like Bridgeport is a big kind of industrial area. It's before. I don't want to say anything bad about Bridgeport now, because she sent us a nice letter.
Is it?
Is it in a Renaissance?
No.
Is it like? Let's say it's a Baltimore.
It's a city.
Is it the Dundalk of, or is it more like? Let's say
Columbia.
Columbia, Maryland.
It's not like Columbia, Maryland.
Okay.
Okay. It's really not like Dundalk either. It's hard to.
In the middle. What's in the middle? Skaggsville.
Skaggsville. You might be right about that. If Skaggsville had a few more factories and a seaport. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to.
It's called narrowcasting.
How are we doing? We're doing fine. Oh, my God. I'm so late. I just wanted to tip in on your conversation regarding the increased negativity around the holidays. A lot of that today. Yeah. I'm a high school teacher, and it's a fact that student behavior drastically worsens as the holidays approach. I need to remind myself that every year. It's sad in the context of a child who is unconsciously reacting to the fact that his life isn't the social ideal that he sees on TV. However, when an adult does that on a Facebook group without the self-awareness that we'd love adults to have, that makes him a hump. If you ever ask me how my holiday was, I always say, great, how was yours? And that's it. That's all. Love the show every day, John in Rochester.
That's
Thank
all.
You.
That's
and
all.
I hold in my hand the last letter. Oh. Here, and we gotta really hustle. I've been listening. I'm sorry. I've been meaning to write in, dear TMOS, and tell my holiday horror story for a while. My first job out of law school was as a public defender in a rural county in Washington State. Because I was the new guy, I ended up being on call for holidays. I got a call early Friday morning after Thanksgiving to meet a newly incarcerated gentleman. This guy had gone to the family Thanksgiving dinner on meth.
Oh, no.
And likely other substances.
Yes.
For unknown reasons, he grabbed the carving knife during dinner and stabbed Grandma multiple times.
Oh, my God.
She somehow lived. Wow. When I went into the room to meet with this gentleman, he kept saying that I had to get him off and he couldn't go to jail. I tried to explain to him that he stabbed his grandmother in front of multiple family members and the outcome was almost certainly jail time. Dissatisfied with that answer, he attacked me.
My God.
He caught my left eye with his fingers, causing severe lacerations and a detached retina. I tried to hold him off till multiple sheriff's deputies came to my rescue. I then had to be transported by helicopter to a hospital in Seattle for emergency eye surgery.
My God.
Which thankfully saved my vision. And that is my holiday horror story. Merry Christmas, Dave McIntosh from Dunedin, Florida. There you go. Wow. That's awesome. Oh, my God. Play the music. We got to get out of here. And
I had to explain to him. That you stabbed your grandmother.
you stabbed Grandma. We'll take a break and we'll come back with Oscar and a restaurant review and a Todd Moore review when we come back on the Mike O'Brien Show.
This is your president speaking. The losers at Mike O'Mara's show require your feedback. Needy. They need to be rated by you to validate themselves. Insecure. Example, give the mailbag 5 out of 5 stars. Generous. Assign a 100% to the news you may not need. Lies. TMOS needs a report card. I need to make America great again. Pun. Sad. And now let's round out the promo with some of my best words. Good, strong, taco, sneaky, sweet, thick, crunch, tight, tall, milkshake, China, superior, fish sandwich, and Putin. Hooray for me. I am your king, misguided, very sad.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought
crunch.
By Noom. Crunch, fish sandwich. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good, bad, or off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. You're going to love it. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. They look great. They love Noom. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's NOOM.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will ever need. Check out Noom. You're going to love that. Oscar, for the purposes of this story, we need the setup, and then you will tell the tale
the meat
when
of
we
the
come
story.
Back. Because we have to kind of catch up, Rob, right? We're
yes.
We're at what mark right now?
We
Sorry.
Are we're still shooting for our 39 break, and we're at 48 minutes right now. So
okay, a couple minutes good. Here, a couple All minutes.
Right. Two is good.
Last Friday, I mentioned to you guys that I was going out for a farewell dinner because our friend Todd Moore and our friend Marissa, we're moving to the Keys in Florida.
And our friend
Welcome
Bear.
To Florida.
And Bear.
Moores.
Bear
the yes. Moores are moving.
The Moores. The Moores are moving!
The Moores are moving.
And initially there was protests about where to go to eat and if it was going to be formal or not. And if we're going to take our girlfriends out, my wife and his girlfriend out. And I didn't feel like Todd was in the mood to do anything. But as a friend, sometimes you got to drag your friends out and say, hey, we're going out.
He
we're
was
friends.
Fussy?
We're saying goodbye. Yes, he was a fussy baby.
Okay. Well, has he been fussy for a while or is this?
No. This was the first time.
Exclusive to that night.
Just this day overall.
Okay.
He's a whiner. He's always been a whiner.
I got some insight, and it's a tease. I get some insight. Right. It's a okay. tease. My wife said, let's go somewhere special that we've never gone before.
How about the kitchen?
Bada bing.
And she chooses Nobu, which is a world-renowned high-end, I guess, I don't know if it's called.
Japanese restaurant.
Asian fusion. I don't know. Right. I just know I've only been there once in my life. Without my wife, and that was 11 years ago, 10 years ago in Las Vegas with Michael Corleone. I also knew it was going to be very expensive.
Always
and
is.
It's also a term used in immigrant households when they cancel Halloween. No boo!
Pretty good, Mike.
Thank
pretty
you. That was
pretty good. I like that.
That was
like
rough. No boo. You
so,
go home now.
So, we make the reservations. We were shocked to get them for 7:30.
Oh, boo!
And I write back to I write back to Todd in the group text with my wife and his girlfriend. I say, "Hey, let's just take the girls out to a nice dinner. Convince him
sure.
that we should go." We end up going to what everybody it felt like at the table was kind of like, why are we here? Why'd you bring us this high-end restaurant? The girls seemed very happy to be there, but there wasn't like this festive goodbye dinner, happy to be here. Until I can tell you after the break, something happened.
Really?
Yes.
The turn. The worm turn.
Ah.
And then I will ask you. About your opinion as to why you think the Moores may be leaving.
They've left.
Or why they left. We'll do that when we come back. All right, everybody? Sorry we got all caught up in different stuff. It's my fingers. We'll be right back on the Michael Brown paper packages. A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station...
And unfortunately, right now, that long promo
no
will
time.
Not be
No time. No time.
Welcome back
None
to time. The Mike O'Mara Show. And that's a dated promo, too. We need to update
that. It's updated.
Cornerstone First Financial. I'm up to my elbows in Cornerstone right now.
You love them.
I'm in the middle of working on Cornerstone with Cornerstone for my mortgage. And I will tell you, they are very, very efficient. They are very, very kind people. And they're a pleasure to deal with. And I have dealt with companies that do similar things that are not nearly as together and nice as they are. They really do. And I swear to you, I'm not telling you this because they're a great advertiser, which they are. I'm telling you this because it's true. I really get the vibe that they care, that they care
they
about getting it done efficiently and fast. And I got a very quick approval, which was great. And whether you closed mortgage loans, took advantage of Cornerstone's low rate offer, they want to tell you you're appreciated. TMOS listeners are some of Cornerstone's favorite customers. Laid back, responsive, intelligent, savvy, and most of all, friendly. So, from the Cornerstone family to yours, have a wonderful holiday season and a Merry Christmas. And for all your mortgage lending needs, please keep Cornerstone First Financial in mind when you do that. We love our long-term relationship with Cornerstone, and I can personally endorse them. They treat you right. Call them, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Cornerstonefirst.com. And they wanted to say happy holidays to everybody. Now back to Oscar. So you're at the restaurant,
yes.
And it's not... it's not as joyous for such a nice place as you think it should.
And I think we've all been in situations like this where you're like, I got to change room. I got to change the mood. Something's got to happen. Like,
is the mood of the restaurant itself sort of subdued? Because I have never been to Nobu.
It's the mood of the party that's at the table.
Okay, so the restaurant itself is fine.
Yes.
Okay.
And in fairness to Todd, he was the tip of the spear for, like, kind of grumpiness when he walked in.
Setting the table.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, man, like, why is he in a bad mood? Like, what's going on? Now, we get there. They come over to you, and in these nice restaurants, I'm sure everybody's seen this, or if you haven't, you're not missing much, but they go through a preamble of, we can get you this, we can customize this, we can bring you a flight of food, and I've seen that happen before in terms of thousands of dollars. We're all saying no to everything. And they tell you that there's a course, a way that you should take the hot food and the cold food, and they, this is what the chef recommends, and it's a good 20 minutes of, please bring me more booze. We got to change the mood.
Yeah, for some high-end restaurants, I could go with a little less of the dog and pony show.
Yeah.
You know, just bring out the food.
Some of them really pride themselves on it, though, and some people really dig like it.
And if you know food, you're probably into this.
By the way, if you want to avoid that, no matter what the restaurant says, your first time here? You say, nope, been here many times.
Yep.
Then you don't get the whole
treat. We made the mistake, and everybody got...
Is this your first time at Applebee's?
We got the full treat.
No, never been here before. Well, then let me tell you about what our chef
likes. We fry a lot of things.
Our chef likes to cook for 10 minutes on and 10 minutes off taking a cigarette break. All right.
Great people watching. You're a nicer restaurant, but you're also, everybody's going there dressed up or dressed down in this casual way that you would probably see in Los Angeles, something nice. So great for people watching. Then as I'm saying, I was like, look, we're having a great time. Isn't this, it's the best Damone. Why don't you order, what's the line from Fast Times?
Isn't this great? Yeah. The lady will have the linguine with white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. Look over there. I think that's Jake Tapper. I think he's with a hooker. All right, go ahead.
Oscar had the same waitress, by the way, that they had at the German restaurant.
I'm spinning plates because I could tell there's a kind of grumpiness in there.
Right.
Is there anything else I can get you?
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you want another Coke?
And then Todd, so we start getting our drinks in, people are loosening up, and Todd is like looking at the menu, and there's different people that want different things, and they don't want anything that's sushi and this and that, and I made the mistake of picking a sushi restaurant. I said, Todd, they can do anything here. They will give you anything you want because we're paying top dollar to be here. Do what you want. Get what you want. So we end up ordering just different plates.
Okay. Does Todd not like sushi?
Did not know that. Did not know that going into this. It's been 10 years of this.
It feels undercooked.
I don't like raw fish. It's raw.
But
yeah. Do they have a cheeseburger?
Let me say this. When the food came out, and we all tried it, including Todd trying the sushi.
Yeah.
The entire table turned. I've never seen food change a table's emotion. It was that good.
Right now, you will never have rapt attention from Mr. O'Mara and Mr. Spiewak more than you have right now.
His description of the food.
Let me tell you, I guess this is how you guys got to where you are in life. As far as calories shape of
what
your
was
body.
The best thing they put on the plate in front of you to change your mood? The mood changing food that came out.
Beef. You had these tenderloin beef skewers that came out. And I thought, are we stopping or are we moving along?
No, it's just accentuated noise.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's when I went too far.
No.
For you, the beef tenderloin, the little skewers, and it's like a sugar cube of beef.
Right,
right.
And I didn't see the bill. Oh, I saw the bill, but I let Shannon sign for it because I was just scared of it. And I said, it was so good. As soon as I took one bite and our waitress walked by, I said, we'll get another round of those. We'll get another round of those because they were so good.
Wow.
Beef on a stick.
Yep. That's good.
Yummy if it's good beef and it's marinated and all that good stuff. You know.
And then they had...
Well, Nobu likes to sort of what they do. They're inspired by the Renaissance Festival.
A spicy tuna. And it had... These little thin slices. And again, don't know the cost.
Yep.
I know the final bill, which was shocking and painful because I asked my wife the next morning and I said, well, we're not going to go out for a little while. But as soon as we got those in,
yeah,
It was a ping pong table of, oh my God, oh my God, you got to try that, you got to try that.
So tuna much served with a dipping sauce?
No. It's all on the tuna.
It's all on there.
And then we get to ask, do you want truffles on this next dish coming out? Truffles. Truffles, yeah. And the only thing I know about truffles is from
expensive.
The Showtime show, Billions, or whatever it's called, and I know it's expensive. Yeah. And my wife starts saying, ooh, truffles. And before she says anything, I say, we don't need truffles. We don't need truffles. I've seen the show where they shave it off, and it's like $500 out of the blue for nothing. We're barely here as it is. No truffles. And she said, why are you so mean about that?
I like the motion. That was good.
Yes.
That was good visual.
I said, she goes, why are you so mean about that? That's embarrassing. No, I said, let's just enjoy. I was like, truffles will ruin the night. Ruin the night.
I would have done the same thing.
I think you're right.
No.
Ruin the night.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the waitress looks
at me. And we need more bread.
Like I'm the cheap guy. Like I am the cheap guy that had to go out of his way to let everybody know we're not getting truffles.
How many courses in do they do the truffle thing? Like probably three?
I think once they saw that we now understood where we were.
Yeah.
And the food was just dynamite.
Because what happened, Mike, here is they've waited for the third round of cocktails before they began the upsell.
No. No, we weren't drinking that much.
Truffles?
Because the table was not set. Like, the mood wasn't like drink.
How many total items did you guys have?
I haven't gotten to my favorite item yet.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite item?
The king crab leg in a butter sauce. Just that, if that's a last meal,
succulent.
Yeah. Succulent.
So good.
So much so that everybody was kind of like, you're ordering king crab. It's like I said, no, I don't think you understand. The last time I was at Nobu 11 years ago, that's what I ordered. I remember to this day.
Well, and that's fantastic. Any restaurant is going to cost you. That's an expensive item. That is a,
and you don't get the whole leg, by the way. It's a fancy place. They cut it up and they actually let you just scoop it out. So there's no
but
work.
But the flavor is phenomenal.
Oh
the sauce,
my God.
The butter sauce.
And all the hush puppies you can
God.
Eat, Mike.
Oh my God. No, we're not a Red Lobster, you dick. Come on. So, Mike.
Yes.
The food changed the mood of the night, and I finally found out from my friend Todd that he was just stressed out about this home purchase and move. It doesn't matter how.
As am I.
How
I'm a nut right now. I'm out of my mind.
You're stressed out for Todd's move.
And what a great place.
My own move. Thank you.
And Todd Moore, if you're listening right now, I'm just sharing this with Mike. He sent us a very happy picture note from because they just arrived to Florida.
Right.
And you'll see a picture of Bear in Todd's new backyard. Todd, I know that you don't like me sharing your personal business.
And remember, Mike, the backyard is actually 2 feet wider.
But let me say to my friend Todd Moore, I'm just sharing it with Mike because he should know that. And if I knew that this was the house you were going to buy, I would be stressed out and not wanting to go to Nobu with my friends either. Though the food changed the evening for the better.
Oh, very cool. So I like that.
Now I'm going to show you off my phone and not send it to you, Rob, out of respect to our friend Todd Moore, because this is personal business.
Gorgeous dog.
Yes.
All right. And last question on this, because we do have to break. Yeah. I have to ask you this. Do you think they moved because they wanted to get away from liberals?
The libs taking over Virginia?
Virginia, because he's right in the belly of the beast over there. Yeah. You think they wanted to move to a red state?
I think
possibility?
Well, this is the thing. He's still going to be a Virginia voter because it means more, I imagine. So,
but I mean, just to be around like-minded people down there.
Isn't he now closer proximity if he gets invited to the president's home?
I think he wants to be around less people. Just period.
Okay. I believe you. That's what. Well, man, I tell you, one less person he's not. I'm going over there. I want to go.
Me too.
Good for him, man.
What weekend flights look like?
Yeah, you let me know when you're going there. We'll make it a weekend. It'll be fun. I love that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, the news you may not need, which is a feature we do on the Mike O'Meara Show.
What?
We'll be right back.
The holidays are here. It's a special time filled with friends, family,
shopping, cooking, rapping,
stale TV specials, and
rigging up the lights.
It's enough to make you go stark raving mad, but there is help. Presenting
the TMOS Holiday Complaint Line.
Finally, a chance for you to bitch to your heart's content on the Mike O'Meara Show at 1-888-920-MORE.
We asked the listeners what they wanted. and we listened.
Call now and let her rip. 1-888-920-6673.
It is our holiday gift to you.
The TMOS Holiday Complaint Line. Because if you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. We getting some calls on the bitch line? Are the the calls coming in?
Bitchin' Kitchen. We'll roll them out next week. The primo ones. Yeah, just the good.
The primo ones next week on the show, our gift to you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by OnTechIt. It's official. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Holidays 2019. And you know what that means? Huh. Gifts. Whoa, boy.
Oh, boy.
It's the most.
What better gift to give than a stylish shirt that fits just right? You need UnTechIt. Unlike most brands, UnTechIt shirts are actually designed to be worn untucked. I adore mine. Not too long, not too short. It's UnTechIt, baby. Come on.
Baby.
Coolest designs on the net. Love the material and colors. With more than 50 fit combinations, UnTechIt shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. You can find your favorite UnTechIt style online and check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. With UnTechIt, your shirts will never look baggy, bulgy. I'm sorry, bulgy.
Bulgy.
You try it again. Sometimes when you try to be cool, you mess the words up. You ended up sounding like a total idiot. Let me take that again. I'm going to rewind that. With UnTechIt, your shirts will never look baggy, bulgy, too long, and too big again. So, whether you're shopping for the perfect holiday gift or just trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, UnTechIt is the way to go. Visit UnTechIt.com and use code TMOS for 20% off at checkout. That's UnTechIt.com. And promo code TMOS for 20% off. Makes me think of that Perry Como video you sent me from SCTV.
With him sleeping while doing the concert.
Can't believe Eugene Levy's how spot on that
is. So great.
Sleeping on a couch at his concert.
The food, I think, took you guys out of the. You're like thinking about the food.
Oh, you did a good job.
Because yeah, you did.
I can practically, with the Asian fusion, you're talking pretty close to, fatty Chinese food, and that. Yeah, that gives both.
Was there
Robin
a dessert
Neil
course?
Oh yes.
Why'd you skip it?
No, we got it was like a meringue something, and there isn't like your typical desserts. It was we just got two separate desserts, a mousse of sorts, just absolutely glorious.
Mousse. Where are you, Alaska?
It was mousse soup.
Mousse soup.
Come on down for mousse soup after.
News.
Brad Pitt has been linked to several women since he split with Angelina Jolie. Most recently, it was Aaliyah Shawkat from Arrested Development.
Really? Well, She played Maybe on Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm. Brad says, quote, I don't know how many women they've said I've been dating the last 2 or 3 years. None of it is true. Here's another revolution. Brad didn't always think of himself as the sex symbol you thought he was. He says, quote, I've had moments where I've seen pictures of myself from years ago and gone, that kid looks all right. But I didn't feel that way inside. I spent most of the 90s hiding out and smoking pot. I was too uncomfortable with all the attention. Okay.
That's why I smoke pot.
Oops.
Because I'm uncomfortable with my looks.
You're so good looking.
You constantly smoke.
Stop it. I know you guys say that. But when I look back at pictures like last year's Christmas party, I say that guy looks all right. But deep down, I don't think I look that good. And then I spark up.
That's right. Big fatty in the car.
Yeah, and that's just the driver.
The Hollywood Reporter has a list of the worst movies of the decade.
Oh, no!
And it includes 5 movies starring Adam Sandler, who might get an Oscar this year for Uncut Gems. He looks great in it. I want to see it. Here are the ones they came up with, alphabetical order. Number 1, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Okay.
2012. Never saw it. The collective work of Adam Sandler, they specifically call out these 5. Just Go With It, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Jill,
that's
2011.
That's terrible. A winner there.
That's My Boy, 20. God, he makes garbage. He really does.
And you know
that's
what he's doing
boy,
now?
That's My Boy, 2012.
He's doing the thing that some stars do. He'll set a movie in an exotic location and then film there because then he's at an exotic location.
Family vacation.
Exactly. They build it in.
The Cobbler, 2014.
Delicious.
And Pixels.
That was a big problem.
A bad thing. Yeah.
Number 3 is Cowboys and Aliens. Number 4, the Emoji Movie.
I disagree with Cowboys and Aliens.
That's 2011 is Cowboys and Aliens.
It's Jon Favreau, if I'm not mistaken.
Which side did you root for?
No, come on. It's not about that. The concept, and it was actually a good movie with Daniel Craig. Starring.
All right. Well, they put it on there. The Emoji Movie number 4. The 50 Shades trilogy. That's Gray, Darker, Freed.
And Cameron.
Number Cameron 6.
Yes.
Number 6. I didn't realize it was a trilogy. The Human Centipede trilogy.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Released in 2010, 2011, and 2015.
Speaking of release. For
it. People are so nasty.
Yeah, it's bad films.
Gross.
Eat poop. Number 7, The Last Airbender. Never even heard of that one.
Anyone? I have not either.
The first one was okay.
Number 8, Movie 43 in 2013.
I have no idea.
Number 9, This Means War, 2012. Is that Nicolas Cage, I want to say?
Maybe. Probably, if he not hasn't sure. been mentioned on the list so far. Play
and number 10 is Valentine's Day from 2010.
Terrible movie.
Harry Marshall!
Poor guy. Just picked a holiday and then died.
We're done talking.
It's possible that more serious directors will start dealing directly with streaming services because Netflix says that 26.4 million people watched the latest Martin Scorsese mob movie, The Irishman, its first week. That means about 16% of all Netflix global accounts watched it in the week following its release on November 27th. Can't beat that with a movie opening. And that number is expected to jump to 40 million households within its first month. Of course, no one checks these numbers. We just have to take their word for it, which is true. They just can throw them out there.
But you could see this happening now where think about the director or the actor that's being attached to the film. There's a lot of ego if you're set up for money and you know, you've got your nut covered saying, do you want people to maybe see your film or do you want a portion of the globe to definitely see your film.
And we're also seeing sort of a market reversal here. Like in the 60s and 70s when a show would get a 50-51 share on television because there was only 3 channels, right? Mm-hmm. But now everybody has Netflix. It's almost like a refocusing of the attention.
Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but I mean, you take something huge like Netflix, which is, I still think, probably the leader of the game.
Yeah, but those are the 4 channels.
That's right. And so everybody has access to them. So we're going to start seeing huge numbers again. It's not as diverse as it was, say, 10 years ago.
Tomorrow, can we set aside some time to talk about streaming services?
Because yes.
I had a really crappy night with Mrs. Maisel last night because of Amazon streaming.
Oh.
And then I'm like, well, this has got to be my computer system, my network. And then I popped on old Netflix started watching the Scarlett Johansson movie, the marrying movie or whatever, the married life.
The one that she just got the nomination for.
They just got the nomination, which is really, really good.
My Prime had a problem this weekend as well.
Really?
I don't think.
Pay your bill, Oscar.
I'm paying everyone.
So I think it's Amazon Prime is just, first of all, the technology on Amazon Prime. Well, we'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree.
We will do it tomorrow. And you can talk about Disney Plus as well. We'll talk about them all tomorrow.
You want my
A new study monitored people as they drove in the car with one of 2 different things. I love this study. Their kid or a cake. And the researchers wanted to see which precious, fragile passenger made people drive more carefully. I think you know where this is going. You can probably see it. 95% of people drove more cautiously when they had a cake than when they had their kids. 65% drove slower with a cake. 60% were more cautious and gentle with their braking. 50% took it turn slower, and 45% used their phones less. The researchers said it's because the cake makes us snap out of autopilot mode. We're used to driving with our kids. We're not used to driving with cake. 72% of the people in the survey rated themselves above average drivers, too. That is so true.
I asked, you know, it's funny you bring this up. I asked the owner of our bakery where we're doing the fruitcake. She does gingerbread this time of year. And she just did a gingerbread house for a country club that is 24 inches tall, 30 inches deep, and 20 inches wide. I mean, if you think about it, this thing is huge.
Did Cornerstone cover the mortgage?
Gingerbread man. A holiday visit.
Do you know
there
the muffin
go.
Man?
The muffin man?
Not on Drury Lane.
And I said, do you deliver these? She says, oh no, we have them delivered. Because I can't imagine driving with something like that. Just, I mean, you wouldn't even have to get in a wreck. Just stop short. No, I would like to pull over with it.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
Don't just look at it. Eat it.
That's right.
Smirnoff is trying to bring back the icing trend. I don't remember this trend. Maybe I missed it. You surprise someone with a bottle of Smirnoff ice and they have to chug it. They're selling a new line of fake gift boxes that look like they're for things like kitchen appliances, but just have a bottle of Smirnoff Ice inside.
Sounds like they've invented this trend that never existed.
I think so. And I just read it because I'm a rube.
I mean, between the two of us, Mike, we've been following pop culture for 40 years. We would have heard about it.
Icing.
Yeah,
icing.
I think you're right. Absolutely. And now a little something something. Animal rescuers in Las Vegas said they're trying to capture pigeons spotted wandering with tiny cowboy hats on their heads. What? A video posted to Facebook shows a group of pigeons foraging in a Las Vegas parking lot, and some of the birds are wearing little red cowboy hats.
Mike, I have tape of the birds.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Not even a pigeon with a red helmet.
Las Vegas.
Red cowboy hat.
Mariah Hillman, who runs the animal rescue group Lofty Hopes, said she is concerned about the welfare of the pigeons. Hillman said she is hoping to capture the pigeons and remove the hats. Of course, if the hats are attached with really strong glue, she might just pull the pigeons' heads off.
Oh, no.
That's from me. Sorry. Pigeons' rights groups.
Sorry, I thought are, I was
are, in. Are, pigeons' rights groups are also on their way to the scene because they believe the pigeons can wear any effing hat they want. There you go. That's two jokes for the price of one. I got the helmet off. You took the pigeon's head with it, too. I don't know.
A pet's heads are falling off.
Do not let Ozzy Osbourne remove the hats.
That's three jokes you got there for the price of one. I will take a break, come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, talk truffle to me. It's Angie with the Oh My Gosh Show with the hottest trends in holiday beauty survival, from truffle cream to feeling like you're strolling through a serene Japanese forest just by spraying mist on your face. We also show you how to use your Christmas tree and holiday decorations to do your hair. Also, meal shaming at Thanksgiving dinner. It happened to me. You too can feel the love by subscribing to the Oh My Gosh Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we have a partnership with Zappos.
Yes.
They were responsible for us doing those 2 years of live shows out there. We'd really like you to go to our website and access Zappos through MikeO'MaraShow.com and celebrate their 20 years of the best customer service and a selection with thousands of wonderful items that are unmatched. And they have 1,000 trusted brand names. Please help out Zappos.com. Do it today. Get something for yourself if you don't want to get a gift for everyone. You know, go ahead. We really want you to support Zappos because they're good people. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, December. Is this the 11th already?
The 11th, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
This one surprised me. I used to watch the show Alice in the 70s and 80s, a big sitcom. The kid who played her son, Philip McKeon, who played Tommy Hyatt, passed away yesterday at the tragically young age of 55.
Oh, no.
And his little sister played Joe on The Facts of Life, Nancy McKeon. So they're an acting family. But this was some sort of lung disease that the family didn't disclose the actual cause of death. He spent 10 years as a news reporter at KFWB in Los Angeles.
I would watch
Radio Guide.
I would watch Alice on TBS, if I'm not mistaken. And it would be on sick days from high school. It'd be Alice. And then you'd have like 3 other shows that'd be all together and be like, I wonder what they're doing there.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid. I was just like, not trying to figure, I was like freshman, you know, when you watch regular daytime television reruns.
Exactly, surprising you, yeah. But anyway, so Alice was, it ran for like 10 years. It was a long running show, and I just, that's sad, because 55 is not that much older than me, and it's scary when someone like
was
that.
Was it after a holiday party?
It was not, no, and no sign of blood, so that's nice.
And it's 5 years younger than me.
Ah! There you go.
That's right, Bruce. We've all seen videos of crazy dogs on YouTube. This one really kind of threw me. He's a Spuds McKenzie looking dog, some sort of terrier. And the mom, the owner, says, do you want to go downstairs? And he goes down about 3 stairs. I have to sort of explain what you're about to hear, because you'll hear the sound of nails on a hardwood floor, right? And it's the dog's nails, not the mom's.
Oh.
Okay.
Hi, Beluga. Rest in peace.
So you'll hear click, 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 and he'll go halfway down the steps. Then he runs back up and then gets a running start and jumps down the flight of stairs. Like 10 steps, the dog jumps and lands with a tremendous oomph. This dog is nuts.
What are you doing? Want to go down? Can you go downstairs?
Hey, runs. Back up.
Hey!
Yeah, play it again. You set it up beautifully.
Oh my God.
It really does. You can hear the walk, and then you can hear the.
Can you go downstairs?
Listen. Down to the bottom. Back up.
Yep.
Running start, please. I don't know why I like it, but I like it.
One more time.
One more time. Here we go.
The veterinarian said that although this is not unexplainable, it could hurt the dog. The weirdest thing about it, and I didn't say it before, he had a cowboy hat glued to his head. I get millions and millions of DJ mashups of songs. Here's one that I'd never heard that seems to work very well, especially this, the most festive time of year, Marilyn Manson and Mariah Carey. And let us close with this, Mike. I love Jack Black. I think he's funny when he tries to be funny. Even when he's not trying to be funny, he's funny. This reporter asked him what his favorite holiday movie was. This is a man who is not self-centered.
What would you say is your number one holiday film that you have to watch every year?
My favorite holiday film, you know what? It's got to be Elf. Because once again, Jon Favreau, I don't know if I'm saying it right, and Will Ferrell just knocking it out the park.
The humility. You could have said your own movie.
Do I have a Christmas movie? Which one is mine? Oh, The Holiday. Obviously The Holiday. Nancy Myers, genius.
He did not even know that he made a Christmas movie. That's your magic audio vault. Nobu.
That's it. Boy, I tell you, I'm hungry after Oscar's description of that place.
I want to jump down some steps.
Hey, enjoy your holiday party today. I gave you all that hard time about that I really didn't mean. Anyway, have a fantastic time. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We were trapped. There he stood, between us and the alley. Scott Farkas staring out at us with his yellow eyes. He had yellow eyes, so help me, God, yellow eyes.
Oh, fudge.